The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Abramchik, Poisek at the Beis Chabad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sech Irvin, Daf Tzadik Ches. In today's shiur, we're going to discuss the halachas and the makor for the din not to leave a sefer open when somebody's not learning in the sefer. The Mishnah in yesterday's daf mentions a halacha: if somebody's koyer b'rosh hagag, he's reading a sefer that is beglila, not a sefer that's bound like ours farm, a sefer that's rolled up like a megillah, like a sefer Torah, and the sefer rolls out of his hands. So the Mishnah says it depends if it's yigia l'asar tefachim, or if it's not yigia l'asar tefachim. If it didn't yet reach 10 tefachim from the ground, he can roll it back. If it did, then he can't. So what does he do? The Mishnah mentioned hoifchay alaksav. He has to turn it over on the letters, so that the letters faces the wall. And Rashi explains on hoifchay alaksav. Rashi explains in the Mishnah how easy is klapei hakoytzul? The letters should face the wall. Shalayehe mutal kokach bebizoyin. It shouldn't be so much in bebizoyin, but the letters facing out to everybody. And like that, he'll leave it after tachshach. In today's daf, the Gemara asks on this Mishnah from a Braisa Masechta Sofrim. The Braisa Masechta Sofrim says, koytzul esvorim, tefillin and mezuzah. Somebody's writing a sefer. He's writing tefillin, he's writing mezuzahs. And he wants the ksav to dry. So the Braisa says, because of Bezoyan, we didn't allow them to turn the Yiri over. Rather, put a Beged on top of it, and that way it's not Derech Bezoyan. So the Braisa is asking from, the Gemara is asking from this Braisa on our Mishnah that here we say turn over the Sefer, and in Sech the Sefer it says one may not turn over the Sefer. Rashi explains the reason to turn it over. Why would you want to turn it over? Because the reason is that it's lahogan alash layala ovakal oisius. You want to protect it, that dirt shouldn't get on the oisius. And even so, nonetheless, even though you want to protect it, that dirt shouldn't get on the oisius, don't turn it over. Rather, just cover it. So the Gemara answers, hosam efsher hakalay efsher. And the ilay opach ikab bezoyin kitzvi hakodesh tvei. If you're not going to turn it over, there's more bizarre in Kisvi HaKadosh. If you could cover it, it's better to cover it. If you can't cover it, then it's better to turn it over, because not turning it over and not covering it is more bizarre. Why is it Layefsher? So Rashi explains Layefsher because you don't have a Beged to put on the Sefer in this case in our Mishnah. And Tosfos says even if you would have a Beged, you wouldn't be able to. Since we're talking about a Sefer that rolled out of his hands into another Rishus, he can't put a Beged on it for the same reason, because he can't take the Beged out of his hands into another Rishus. So therefore, he can't put on a Beged, even if he would have a Beged, even if he would have cloth in his possession, he wouldn't be able to put it onto the Sefer. This halacha is mentioned in the Mechaber in Yerideya, Simen Reish Ayin Zayin. And in the Bach in Simen Reish Ayin Zayin, after he quotes our Gemara, and he also quotes the Yerushalmi that says similarly, he says, "Mikan yesh lumoy," from here we can learn, it's Machlokes the Shach and the Taz, when the Bach says Mikan Yesh Lilmoy, does he mean from our Gemara here? That's what the Taz explains. And the Shach asks on the Bach, what do you need a Yerushalmi? You have our Gemara. So ostensibly the Shach understood that the Bach was coming from the Yerushalmi, not from our Gemara. If you look in the Kudus HaKesev on Reish Ayin Zayin, the Shach was, after he saw the Taz, he seems to agree to the Taz that according to the way the Taz learned the Bach, the Bach is learning it from our Gemara. But either way, the Bach says, "Umikan yash lumay." From here, we can learn. So, le'elich odem lachutz, a person shouldn't walk out. Ve'aniach ha'sefer pasuach, and leave the sefer open. Im ein olav mappa, if he doesn't put something covering it. So, lavdafka sefer Torah, because not only a sefer Torah, duha din l'shar svarim, other svarim as well. And this fact that the Bach mentions shar svarim in Agoyz Yad Shol from Rav Yosef Shol Natanzon, he mentions that shar svarim is even Gemara's other svarim, and this. Rav Yosef Shol Natanzon is quoted in the Aruch HaShulchan also, that even our Sefer HaPoiskim, if somebody would leave it open, it would be included in this halacha, a person should not leave it open. The Shach adds that not only there's the issue of Bezoyan for the Sefer, but It's known al pi Kabbalah sheyesh malach echot. There's a malach nikra shin dalet. It's called shin dalet. Who shomer dapin? Shin dalet stands for shomer dapin. Al misha meniach sefer pesuach v'yotzei, that this malach comes to somebody comes to the sefer, and somebody leaves the sefer pesuach v'yotzei shemeshakeach talmudoy, and because of that the person forgets his learning. So we're talking about Isser and Bezoyin Kesvi HaKodesh, that seems to be from the Achronim, besides the, if we want to measure with Einish, the Isser, so it's quite a serious Isser, but we don't need the Einish to measure. The Gemara clearly says, or at least the Bach is learning, and the Gemara clearly that it's a Bezoyin to leave a Sefer open. The Bichatra in his Sefer Gedulei HaKodesh actually asks on the Bach, he says he doesn't understand the Makar for it. Because Rashi in our Mishnah mentions that kolkach bevizoyin, by the fact that it's out l'rishos harabim, it's out to the public, and in our daf, Rashi mentions that you want to turn it over because you don't want dirt to get on it. But if you don't have a situation that's out to the public and you're not worried about dirt getting on it, or even if you want to stretch it a little and say that when Rashi says dirt, only wet oisius were worried about dirt getting on, but let's say other things getting on it, other things spilling, coffee spilling. So if we're not worried about the sefer getting ruined, and we're not worrying about it being open to the public, who said there's any Isser Klal? Who said there's any Bizayin? Nonetheless, Roiv Achroinim, the Reishis Chachma mentions it, and other Achroinim all mention Ach Shulchan quotes it, and Rav Yosef Shalnatan Zon, and in Chuvis from Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, he talks about this halacha. It seems quite clear, Ungunam even the Achroinim, to be makbid on this Bach, not to leave a sefer open and leave it for no reason. So there's a few shaylas to talk about, two or three shaylas. The first shayla to talk about is if somebody just walks out momentarily. He's in the middle of learning, he has to step out for his needs, and he's coming right back in, or somebody comes and asks him if he wants to talk to him a minute out of his medrash. Would that be a reason that he has to close the sefer, or if he's coming right back, he wouldn't have to close the sefer? So we have a machlokes achronim. Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon, also this part was quoted in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ma'al V'chaber Sefer Shalom Meshiv. So he says, in Yerideya, Dafka b'miniach Sefer Pesuach v'hoylech l'asokov. Dafka, if he leaves the Sefer Pesuach and he goes out to his Esek, he goes out to his business or to his needs of things that he's taking care of during the day. V'ein Dafka l'achso tekev, he has no plans of coming right back. Aval im be'ezli muda tzorach le'ilech l'tzorachov. If when he's learning, he plans on just going out to the Nekovim, he has to use the bathroom, or the Dover Acher, to talk to somebody in another room, and Zog Lizgar Asfar. And he adds that at times somebody has three or four Svarim open, and there's a tremendous amount of Bittel Torah if he's going to have to close all the Svarim. And he says that he himself sometimes is Maker like that. But he says, Mikolmakam Ashrei Hanizah B'Kovid Asfarim, that worthy is the person that is careful about Kovit Svarim, and he mentions from the Baal Urim V'tumim Rav Yonis and Ibshitz, he would always leave Svarim open in his yeshiva, but when it came time to eat, he would be poiris a mappa, he would put a cloth on top of all the Svarim. Me'idach Gisa, on the other hand, Sefer Kava Chaim is machmer, he says he saw people being machmer, even if they plan on coming right back. Shalas Achuvas Yaskal Abdi, Chalak Hei Yeredeya, Simon Vav also says that it's a pasha to him that even a short amount of time should be a problem, and then the raya they bring is that here in our Gemara it's mavur that we didn't even allow the sefer to be uncovered for the small amount of time of drying, and Shubas Yaskolavsky also adds that according to the Shach it says the reason is because of the malach. As Meshekeach, the learning, so this Malach, he says, is not picky about how long a person leaves it. He wants to come right away. He wants to do his job. So it would be Kedai to be careful even right away. Again, to mention that it doesn't mean a person has to close the Sefer. If he covers the Sefer with a mappa, it's also okay. Some people have a minig, they put something on top of the Sefer, but they don't cover the entire Sefer. The Pashtus, it seems, would be better to be covered the entire Sefer. There is a Tshuva in Salmas Chaim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. He talks about this in Simen Kuf and Simen Kuf Aleph. So Milametzchus on people that cover only part of the sefer, and part of his heter is kivishu l'shok kala. He's adding the lamdas of Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon. And v'yesh heker, you're making a heker by putting this something on the sefer, so it's not called the zayin shul l'nikar b'zayin. And he says the mikol zayis hayosetoy bliskar sefer. Says the better thing would be to close the sefer, or again, or to cover it in ganzen, totally cover it. And the other tshuva in Samos Chaim, he talks about the Shoel wants to know if other people are still learning there, if it will be a bezoyin, and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld is not melamed chos on such a minik to leave the sefer open just because other people are learning there. One other halacha mentioned from Rabbi Binyamin Zilber in the Sefer Beis Baruch on the Chai Odom, he mentions that some have a minik that they just turn the pages, a few pages. So to speak, that the page of learning is not open. So that he says that they didn't gain anything by doing that, and they should dafka cover it, or dafka close the sefer, or dafka cover it when they leave.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.